You are listening to Doom, the Retro Comic Book Show.
Welcome to Doom. I'm your host, Timmy Doom. This episode, JD Returns.
Yes, may I speak to a punk-ass Negro?
Yeah, I'm here, nigga. I'm sorry, man. I was jerking off. My hand got tired. I laid down for a minute.
Wait, wait, you were sleeping the whole time?
No. I was jerking off around.
Wait, that's too much information. Why can't you just say you were out with a date or something?
That's my date, my left hand, bitch. I had to wipe my hand off, and I was like,
listen, come on, man. Huh? I just want to do this show.
Okay, go, bitch. You're asking me to be MIA for 8 years, like Bruce Wayne. Go ahead. That was ridiculous. One critic said, it would have been better if it was said 3 years. I said, yeah, 8 years is too damn long, dude. That's too long, but we'll get to that later. Go, bitch.
Hold up. Wait a minute. I'm going to see if I can get my headphones on.
Oh, God, nothing's changed. You know, 8 years. Still crap-ass equipment.
But I have equipment. But wait a minute, hold on. Let's stop and rewind.
Okay,
I'm gonna do this in 1 hour segment. Well, it might be 1 hour because you're probably gonna fall asleep. It's midnight. <where you're at. laughs> I'm gonna do it in segments.
Okay.
So I may stop the show, but we'll continue after that.
Okay, bitch.
Welcome to Doom. I'm your host, Timmy Doom. This is JD Watkins. He's been missing like Bruce Wayne. Looks like I'm too all beat up, leg all fucked up.
Yeah, my knee all effed up. But later on, I ain't gonna talk about it because my knee's gonna be good. I ain't gonna use it against Bane. That's it. I got an electronic knee. I didn't use it.
Let's just start off with Dark Knight Rises while we at it. Might as well.
Okay. Your ass cracking up. And I'm like, these people gonna say, go ahead.
I just know it was your favorite since Dark Knight, you told me earlier, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm just like, yo, after that movie was over, all I could wish for is, how come I could be in a theater in Denver when that dude shot those niggas up? I'm like, man, I would have switched places with those cats. Dane Cook was right. he said, after that movie, he said, hey, this shit, he said, yeah, go ahead and shoot me.
Out of star, 5 stars. Because I got a star system I happen to have in front of me. If 1 is very bad, 2 is poor, 3 is fair, 4 is good, and 5 is excellent, what is this movie star rating in your estimation?
1 star, 0.5, 0.5 star, 1.5.
Between very bad and poor?
Yeah, it was really tacky. It was like Christopher Nolan didn't give a damn. I'm like, Batman, can you use your utility belt? Use something. Do something. It's like, this is bad.
Wait, hold up. He had the bat pod. He had the bat, which is that plane.
Yeah.
He had that EMP gun to knock out all electricity. He had his Iron Man suit to help him walk.
Iron Man suit. Dude, let's talk about the bat. That was so anticlimactic. On the freaking scene when they came out the darkness, I'm like, damn, this is not good at all.
Why is that anticlimactic?
You're talking about
when he drove into the alleyway and the cops.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, man, this ain't no good way to use this. Well, back up for a minute. Back the hell up. Matthew Modine in a damn car with Gordon Jefferson Levitt. He said, "They go Batman. Let's get the Batman." And Gordon said, "Bane got hostages. We gotta get the hostages." And Matthew Modine said, "No, forget that. Do you know what I'll do if we get the Batman?"
Yeah,
I was like, "Is this Nicky Cartman or what?" Yes, I Cartman from South Park. I'm like, "What is wrong with this? This is horribly written." And then he said, "Let's get Batman."
Well, the Batman is a vigilante who supposedly killed Harvey Dent. So they're both equally bad to him at this point, even though he ain't seen Batman kill nobody. But he think Bane killed a bunch of people. Just not.
Exactly. It just happened, 8 years ago. And when Bane took hostages, it was nicely, freshly done. That was horribly written. And then he went to the alley, and the big cop goes to the guy, get ready, kid. Oh, he went to the alley and somewhere, all of a sudden it came out. I'm like, come on, dude. They could have used that. Until his entrance in the beginning was horribly done. All of a sudden, he on a bike in the street. I'm like, oh, come on, Christopher Nolan.
Wait, who's on a bike in the street? Oh.
Batman.
You're talking about how he came back to the
city. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, after 8 years. I'm like, come on, this is... It looks like
if I would have done that movie, I would have had it not after 8 years, but after 1 year or 2 years.
Yeah.
And he was still working, never retired. But
thank you.
He just stayed in the Batcave, but had his operatives out. Like there's a comic book called Batman Incorporated. He would have had operatives out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt probably would have been working for him already.
Mm-hmm.
And then things would have been going well, but people didn't really see the Batman. But they know his people are out there kicking ass, and sometimes Batman is seen, but the cops can't catch him. Like before.
Yes.
And then, of course, then you can have the fall, the first fall, after then continue on as they had it on,
mm-hmm.
you know, had the first fall after Bane, not, because somebody complained about that two falls. First of all, that made the nigga rise because he was gone for 8 years, then he got broke back down, then he had to rise again. Anyway, go ahead.
And I like how the Joseph Gordon-Levitt go to the Wayne Manor. Yeah, when I was a kid, I knew he was Batman. I'm like, okay, who wrote this film?
Just like somebody,
he was Batman.
Just because they orphans, he could tell. That means every orphan should be able to say, that's Batman.
Nigga, I was one critic wrote a paper. I was rolling. He said, okay, so you mean to Dan to tell me all those little orphans look at Bruce Wayne? Yeah, he's Batman. Just keep playing with our toys. he's the only one that says, yeah, I'm going to stay true to morals because you're Batman. I'm like, this is horrible, dude. This is horrible. Yeah, remember you gave the – what did he give to the kids? A car or something Bruce Wayne did?
And I don't remember. You talk about Joseph Gordon-Levitt as a kid?
Yeah. He said, you came to the shelter. You gave us something. All the kids were happy, but I knew better. I knew you were Batman. I'm like, okay, kid, okay.
But you didn't like Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character at all?
No, I like his character, but he was forced to read those damn lines. But the person who really surprised me I like was Selena Kyle. What's her name? Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, so you did like her.
Yeah, she was in a different movie, in my opinion. I'm like, yeah, these put your character in a different damn movie.
Can we take a break here? I want to smack somebody who said, and look at that Anne Hathaway bad acting at the beginning where she was the maid, and then Bruce Wayne caught her, and her voice changed, you know, to Catwoman. I'm like, I wanted to smack his ass.
No, that was good.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. Because watching that movie, because we talked about it, Last year, I said I'm not a fan of Catwoman at all. It's just when I saw her in the movie, I'm like, damn, she did a good damn job. It's too bad she's in this movie. Okay, in my opinion, dude, I think Christopher Nolan should have went the way other people was talking about years ago. Have the Riddler be a damn serial killer and leave this question mark in people's body, and then have Bane in the background with helping Riddler or something, because this bitch sucked ass.
I hated that thing with Catwoman and the senator when that senator was missing. I hated that whole. There was too many unanswered questions. Where she just pussy with him so bad that he went missing.
Yes, and see on the message board, especially in Cool News, I was rolling. Niggas was like, Christopher Nolan, he got butt fucked by Joss Whedon. Yes, I was cracking up. They were like, yes, you bitch. I'm like, hold up, 4 years ago, that nigga was sucking his dick. Christopher Nolan's dick. Now they're going, he's getting butt ass good. I'm like, yeah, I have to admit, even Spider-Man was better than this. In fact, Spider-Man, it was off the chain, but we'll get to that later. I don't know if you've seen it or not.
I did see it.
Okay, I bought the damn soundtrack. That's what I bitched twice. That thing surprised the hell out of me.
A lot of people dissing the crap out of that, but I'm like, that was better than Batman to me.
But that was better than Batman, and that was better than all the Sam Raimi movies together.
Thank you. I agree. I like Spider-Man. I can't stand Tobey Maguire. He gets on my goddamn nerves.
He looked like he stank. And let me tell you something. You know what? You can disagree with me or you won't, but that was the best Stan Lee cameo in the damn Marvel Universe yet. The nigga was in the library with headphones on. You got a damn monster lizard in the background fighting Spider-Man. People in the theater was cracking up and going, yeah. I'm like, yep, this is the best damn cameo.
It was better than Thor when he was in the truck and trying to pull the Thor's hammer.
Tim, it was better than the Avengers cameo. It was better than
Wait a minute, was he in Avengers? What was he doing in Avengers?
Okay, you be ready? After Iron Man shot the nuclear bomb up in New York, he fell. The Hulk had to scare his ass up to wake him up. Did they show the news clip of people going,
oh, Larry King or something like
yes.
that?
Yes. Yep. It just Stan Lee said, I don't believe there's superheroes here. He was part of a news clip.
That's horrible.
Horrible. This, but we'll get to Spider-Man in a minute because, nigga, that, I saw it twice. They got my money twice. Man, dude. Okay, Till, what did we talk about last year? I said, you asked me a question. What am I looking forward to, the Avengers or Batman? I told you up front. I said, well, Tim, be honest with you, the Avengers, because I want to see how the hell they're going to put this bitch together. And I said, the Dark Knight second, because the previews I've seen make it look like, okay, the one percenters. Okay, I said, okay, that's cool. But I think niggas getting tired of that because niggas live this life, okay? It's the, they depressed already. And when I saw this movie, I'm like, okay, the Joker, Heath Ledger, elevated the Dark Knight. He elevated that bitch. He by himself, he elevated that movie. But without him, I'm like, ooh, maybe they should dug up his corpse. Just put him in the background scene. They're gonna have the Scarecrow. What's his name? At the end, give a judgment.
I'm like, forgot that boy's name.
Cillian Murphy. Let me back up here. First of all, Bane will take the whole city hostage, and one critic had it right. He said, don't you know U.S. government would have had a nigga in there within 2 weeks on the ground? He did. I said, yeah, that is true. They would have got it. But Bruce Wayne walks on the island with no problem from Asia. I'm like, okay. He leaves Lazarus Pit.
But hold up. People are saying, would I agree with this, he's a goddamn Batman. He probably got connections all over the world who can get him back in, you know, back in.
Okay.
And, he probably, and when he, as far as Gotham City, I think tunnels, all kinds of fucking tunnels. You get him back in the city because he's a Batman. He's got all. He had that underground thing where he kept that renewable energy source.
Oh, okay. So what they could have done is show, instead of showing us Anne Hathaway with the senator, cut that bitch out and focus on those tunnels. So the running time would not go over. You know what I'm saying, Tim?
Yeah, but we should be able to come to that conclusion. He has all kinds of resources. It's not just money, not just money resource, because I know the money is gone, but he's smart. He has all kinds of stuff already in place from years of being a billionaire, millionaire.
That is true. And it's too bad they couldn't show none of that. like, well, one dude said the best ain't cool news. He said, he was upset with the people bashing it, the movie. He said, y'all motherfuckers have to realize, I was cracking up at his post. He said, this ain't the Batman we grew up with. This is Christopher Nolan's Batman. He don't use his damn utility belt. He needs help. I'm like, yup, he do need help. Lucius Fox, he need Alfred. He said he need, so this is a different movie. But I said to myself, no, hold up, bitch. Don't call it Batman, okay? Call it the man who dresses up dark or something.
Comic book, he needed Lucius Fox's help and Alfred's help, too. He was never alone on the comic book. And he needed Robin's help.
yeah. But I do see what he's saying. With him, they should have showed some of that. Because all of a sudden, we get Catwoman telling the boy, hey, don't you never steal from someone you can't fight. And Bruce Wayne walk up behind her. Oh, that's a good speech. I'm like, okay. You look nice and clean. I've been getting your back broke 4 months ago, and you're okay. And let's talk about the police officers on the ground for 5 months. They come
and no
out fears. Clean. Yes, they're not hungry. They want to fight and run. I'm a cavalry. I'm like, who wrote this? Him?
They didn't have their guns.
Yeah. It was. I'm like, people in the theater, there was some people in my theater with some moaning and groaning. They were like, ooh. I said, damn.
How come we haven't heard more backlash against this movie? People still sucking the dick of it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm kind of confused about that, too. Because after the movie was over, I was fascinated with some of these, you know, with getting audience reaction. So there was like two nerds there, okay? They were sitting in the front row. And as I was walking down, leaving, I looked at one of them because he was still sitting there. I said, what do you guys think? And one dude just said, it was okay. And the other dude went, yeah, it's my second time. I'm trying to get into it. I'm trying to like it. And I said, hold up.
Oh, I see.
Your second time coming here and watching this movie? He said, yeah, you know, I'm trying to like it. You know, it's pretty good. I said, hold up. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me this is your second time sitting here watching this 3.5-hour movie and you're trying to get into it? You trying to like it? That means you're telling me. You forced yourself.
Yes.
And his friend said, yeah, he's trying to force himself. He said, because me, dude, it was all right. It ain't better than the last movie. I said, yeah, because Heath Ledger's dead, number one. I said, and this one here, I don't know what they were thinking. I said, well, you know what? I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave you guys alone because I can see he's going to come back again and try to like it again. He said, no, man, I'm trying to like it. It's okay. I said, you're trying to like it, dude. You force him. But I don't understand, though, Tim. Why are you trying to force themselves to like it?
Because they're nerds who love Batman. But it's like, all you got to do, it's okay. You can say, nerds, you can say, I didn't like this movie. I didn't like this movie. There's plenty of you can go watch Dark Knight and just say, I didn't like this movie. You heard about Rotten Tomatoes. They shut down their criticism, feedback for the first week.
Because people still send the death threats and all that bull crap.
Yeah, because somebody don't like a goddamn movie.
Exactly. Now, Tim, how did you feel after walking out of that movie?
I thought it was okay, and I damn sure didn't feel like it was better than Dark Knight.
Oh, hell no. The Dark Knight, there's some hope at the end. This bitch here was dark, depressing. I'm like, then he started banging, what's his name, Talia Raja Ghul. You didn't even show no interest in her.
Oh, spoilers, y'all, spoilers. Damn, I forgot.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I don't know if you want me to say that. I'm like, wait a minute. First he showed no interest in her. Then she comes to the house. Then they having sex.
He didn't want to give her that resource because she kept wanting to deal with the resource, and he didn't want to. And plus, when you broke in there and you ain't had pussy in 8 years, the pussy looked good.
That is true.
And she is. So I heard she had. I didn't pay attention to her breasts. I heard she had big ass breasts. Somebody said.
You know what? I was so distracted by the mess of a movie. I didn't pay attention either. I was more paying attention to Alfred crying all the damn time.
Somebody counted three times.
Yeah, I failed you. I failed you. I'm going to leave you. And I said to myself, why you carrying a letter in your pocket for 8 years? You stupid ass.
Because he didn't want Bruce Wayne to be hurt. That I understand.
8 years? So they should, like you said, they should have said it a year.
He should have been in full force as Batman when that movie began.
Dude, I was so undone with this movie.
It should have been fucking Batman Beyond, like, which of course would have been the new Batman already, and he's up there, and he's in the old man in the cave.
Yeah, exactly.
Do that, do this, do that.
Tim, I was really shocked at the beginning of the movie. I'm like, whoa, whoa.
I'm going to say Batman Beyond. That's what I'm saying. It should have been that at the beginning. But anyway, and then maybe they kill the new Batman, the new young man, and he got to come back as Batman.
Hey, Batman. And you know what's so another anticlimax? It was very horribly done. The fight with Bane, the first one and the second one. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. He was supposed to be a trained assassin. I'm talking about Batman, okay? He was supposed to be a trained assassin. He was supposed to fight Bane head to head, fist to fist. Alfred told him, sir, he's not like anyone you ever met before. Look at him. Look at the video. I said to myself, why is Alfred giving you instructions, bitch?
Because Alfred been there the whole fucking time, and Alfred is a warrior himself. He was a war, you know, he was in the war. He knows Batman, that I agree with. But somebody else pointed that out. They said there was a video in the background. Bane was whipping somebody's ass.
You
can't take him. You are not ready for that.
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He's like, look at him. He'll kick your ass, basically. And Bruce Wayne saying, well, I'm not worried about him. I'm like, oh, yeah, you should. You have been fighting 8 years. And this thing was whooping up niggas in the guards. But let's talk about Bane. I never cared for him as a character. His voice was horribly dubbed. In the beginning of the damn movie, people knew who he was. I'm like, you know, talking about the movie, you know, the characters. I'm like, hold up.
I expect you to die.
I thought he was about to sing. Batman, we love you. I'm like, this is horrible. But everybody knew who
he was. Wait, hold on. Did you even like the battle? Like when Catwoman put him in that cage, and then they had to start, and then the lights went off. He said, I was born in the darkness.
Tim, you sound just like a gay faggot, like a Broadway musical star. He said, you are adopted to the darkness. I was born in it. And I'm like, you know what? They should have used a Dr. James Earl Jones voice. I'm sorry.
I felt intimidated by the Bane character. I felt this is a bad motherfucker.
No. Oh, hell. I was more scared by the little boy Joseph Gordon-Levitt was talking to on the bridge. That little boy scared me more than Bane, okay? Okay? Tim, his voice was horribly done. The fight, I mean, Batman, someone's pointed out, too, that this was horribly done. The fight was sloppy. I said, yeah.
Well, he got good reception, cable reception in that prison, that underground prison in South America. And the guy got the city, too.
I was cracking up at that. I was like, okay, you can watch everything. Okay, like, oh, interesting, Bruce Wayne. Interesting. and
Bruce
someone
didn't
also,
do it, but Bane did.
But you know what? Someone had a good point. After you blew up the football stadium, which was very awkward. That was a very awkward scene. Someone said, how come he didn't out Bruce Wayne as Batman? Since you want to bring justice to people, I said, yup. Since you want to bring down society, you go ahead and make a big-ass news conference, bitch. Everyone, Batman is Bruce Wayne. I'm like, why are you still keeping the secret, Bane? You don't care. But, oh, God. And the fight was horrible.
What about the symbolism of him rising out of that prison, of Bruce Wayne climbing out of the hole in a prison?
Horrible. One thing you said it the best. He said, my little 8-year-old boy could have climbed that bitch.
Nobody made it up to that point except for the little girl.
But look at those damn rocks sticking out that damn...
Yes, you can make it that far, but then that last jump, nobody can make. There was that last jump.
Okay, yeah. So everybody down there was going, yeah, Bruce Wayne, they'll have it for him. But they're like, damn, my life sucks. I'm still stuck here. I'm like, why y'all cheering him on? Well, because you're still stuck here, you stupid bitch. Go, Bruce. And they still stuck. That was horrible, dude. I did not like that.
Okay,
and Bruce Wayne... Like you said, getting cable reception, looking at everything. I'm like, I don't know, dude.
Wait a minute. What was the point of them sending like the special forces in real quick and they got wiped up real quick? There was three guys. One of them was that guy. They were strung up. They strung their asses up on a bridge.
Yeah. Oh, and I also like it how death means you walk out on the ice. I'm like, okay. You walk on the ice, and the Batman had time to put up a damn bat signal. So when he shot the flare, I'm like, okay.
Because he had to put the gasoline up there in the shape of a bat.
Exactly. I'm like, okay, this don't make no damn sense, dude. And Commissioner going out there with his cops, walking. All of a sudden, he see a flare, Batman walking. I'm like, okay, how y'all niggas know which ice is going to drop on your ass in a minute? Y'all walking like it ain't no problem.
That's true.
Because
when other people walk, the smallest little thing they made, they have right to the ice. Well, Batman walking on the ice, squirting on the ice, the other one, pick it up.
I'm like,
what you talking about picking up? He go there and pick it up. He could fall through the ice.
Exactly. I was like, no, bet you pick it up. And Tim, what about those two creepy dudes? One dude was creepy. The one that was working with, who had the thing Catwoman wanted? The flash drive? Those two creepy dudes?
One, I think
that they were horrible. Will was real creepy looking. Like
he was from Torchwood, I think. I think he's a good actor, but they made his ass creepy as hell.
Yep.
They killed that ass real quick. I'm like,
real, but Tim, it was useless. And I like how Bane got killed. He's supposed to be a master assassin. Catwoman used that bat pod. Pop, pop, he's gone.
Other people have problems with that, but it's like, no, Batman had already defeated him, and he was kind of the second tier after we find out Taylor is the main bad guy. So it doesn't matter that. Catgirl took him out.
No, you tell it does because he broke that nigga's back.
But he already beat him down. I mean, Batman has to win the battle, and now he had to go after Talia and really take care of the city and save the city. And he had, and the thing was, he triumphed because he got Catgirl, who set him up in the first place, is the one who came and helped him. And she used his bicycle, if it matters. His gun, it was his bombs.
His bombs. I do like how he told her when he was fighting. Don't use weapons, but the bat pod has a weapon.
But that was meant to like blow up stuff. Like he had to blow up that crater to get the people out of.
Oh yeah, that's right. That big ass crater with those damn debris. She used one button of the bat pod, popped the holes open up. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, use your stronger machine gun, Tim. That thing was cheap. Those cops come out all nice and clean for 5 months.
I didn't feel a little burst of excitement like I did like in Dark Knight, like when they had Joker in that interrogation room and they turned the lights on, Batman was behind them. I was like, yeah!
But, okay, Tim, that one scene defeats this movie. Crap, I'm sorry.
I did feel a little burst, but not enough. Like when he first came back on the scene and the cop said, "Oh, you went for a cheat tonight."
Yeah. Yep. You know, he lied to us. The cop lied to everybody, but go ahead.
He was kicking ass on that bike. Come on, you wasn't excited on the bike pod when you saw the
bat. Well, okay, because I was trying to force myself like that nigga who's watched it twice. I was trying to force myself. Okay, yeah, I said, I'm getting into it, but Tim, I'm sorry. I was like, come on, dude, after damn 8 years, this should have been a better ass way for you to make your entrance. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Tim.
I got a little another burst when he came, when Commissioner Gordon was walking out on the ice and then Batman appeared on the ice. He should have fell through it, but he
didn't. Yeah, okay. Well,
thing was bleak and dark.
What'd you say?
It was bleak and dark. And I, the movie. And I felt the whole, because every everybody, because it was like, yeah, at the end, yeah, he saved Gotham from the bomb. Yeah, that's cool, but still, many people died. People got hung up on bridges by their neck.
Okay. Radiation from the bomb.
And then he had them little mock kangaroo court trials where people was just getting killed. We put shot or put out on ice.
Yep.
Everybody was holed up in their house.
Because don't forget the radiation. The radiation from the bomb.
We get people cancer for years. That's true.
And don't forget Matthew Modine was a pussy.
I was about to say that, but it didn't matter because he came back at the end.
They got wasted like he should have. And like he should
have.
Yeah,
but I'm like, yeah, because his wife probably said, my husband is emasculated in his house. But no, but Commissioner Gordon was out there fighting, you know, too. He didn't, you know, you couldn't, because the police force, he didn't have a force behind him. That's why Matt Modine.
But still, like someone said, there must have been a missing scene, because they're right. He'll go to his house, and Matthew Modine said, oh, hell no, I ain't going out. I'm done. Okay, all right, cool. Next scene, he has his uniform on. Let's go. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Because he felt empowered again, because his police force was back. Batman was there.
Okay, you know what would have been cool? Only 10 seconds, Christopher Nolan. Show Matthew Modine sitting down with his wife with the news. See Batman Rises, you know, Batman Back on TV commercial. Have Matthew Modine slowly turn to his shield on his uniform and look at it. Cut. Okay, now get him on the street. But F it. F it. Put him on the street with his uniform on. Wasted. Pop, pop, pop. Oh, someone had a good point. They said Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I was cracking up at this. Bruce Wayne will give him instructions to the Batcave while he in the Bahamas with Catwoman, effing her. I was cracking up at that, too. I'm like, this is like a damn Inception. Is this bitch real at the end, or is he dreaming?
Yeah.
Anyway, he said, I hope Batman, Bruce Wayne, deactivated the booby traps at the Batcave, but if not, Joseph Gordon-Levitt will get effed up. I was cracking up.
He's still alive, so he probably went back and deactivated.
Dying. But hopefully he did.
He had to go back home and get some clothes before he went off on his Bahama trip.
Tim, hope he didn't forget. Because remember now, he didn't do his safe that night. Because Catwoman stole his jewelry. So he ain't tied that safe up too enough well. So hopefully he deactivated the booby traps. I was cracking up at that. Oh, did people clap in the theater with you at the end when he showed the Batcave?
I don't remember. I don't think.
Okay.
But I don't know if some people would say, why he had to stay Robin. I'm like, bitch, it doesn't matter, okay? It's at the end of the movie now. The movie's over with.
Yeah, it's done. The bitch is done. We got ripped off. That's okay, bitch? We got ripped the hell off.
Okay, so our final, you said two and a half stars, or two and a half. I forgot which one.
No, 1 star, 0.5.
And I guess I give it 2 stars for the special effects and things. So, yeah, that's
Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, my movie.
Mark Webb, he gets a damn trophy. He's the director.
Okay, but what about the fact that Sam Raimi is a legend and he made all these movies beforehand?
It's called People Was Dying to See Spider-Man on the Silver Screen, so they went to that crap in the beginning.
Yeah, me too. That's what I said. Because, yeah, somebody wrote, oh, what's all this backlash now against the other Spider-Man Raimi that we didn't hear before? You know why? Because there were no other fucking Spider-Mans, part 1.
Exactly.
And he did good enough with the web-slinging scenes. But that I didn't like Spider-Man, or Peter Parker I didn't like. And I didn't like
Mary Jane.
He was a fucking mute. Mary Jane was whack. But here, Gwen Stacy and Peter Parker, I like them.
Dude, let me tell you something. Dennis Leary impressed the hell out of me. He got my vote. I'm like, yeah, he looked like a dick. He looked like a damn dick. He played that bitch perfectly. And now what about the boy, Peter Parker? I'm like, yep, look what I told you. I didn't like him in the beginning. But he did good, Tim.
Okay, good. Because some people said they didn't like his crying, his lip was quivering. But I liked him, and I didn't need somebody to say, with great power comes great responsibility. Because you're not fucking 7-year-old kid. Okay, the uncle said that in so many words. He said, you help people when you can. Why would he say great power comes with great responsibility when he didn't know Peter had great power?
Exactly. But you know what, though? I want to talk about Aunt Ben and Aunt May. Sally Field and what's his name? Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, I like them as a couple. Because she said, you like my meatloaf? Or something about the food. I started cracking up at that. Because she said, what's wrong with Peter? And he said, I think he ate your meatloaf. And she said, what you mean? And I was cracking up at that. I'm like, this is some damn good chemistry. and it was good, Tim.
And I didn't, that other Aunt May, like somebody said, that other Aunt May, I wasn't, she was just like a cardboard cutout of a commercial grandmother.
Hallmark. Yep. But Sally Field and Martin Sheen, them niggas real.
Now, I think Cliff Robertson was good as Uncle Ben, but they didn't give they gave him the work right. He was great. But I like Martin Sheen a lot as Uncle Ben. And see, they were actually real, because people said, why is Peter Parker a little whiny teen? I'm like, because he's a real teenager, unlike Tobey Maguire.
Yes,
cardboard cutout did everything anybody told him to.
Yep.
He didn't hardly talk. Fuck that kid.
No, F them. Yeah, exactly. Now, Tim, I'm gonna jump onto that in a minute. I was gonna say to you, even though we knew, me and you, not just me and you, but the whole damn world who saw this movie, we knew that Uncle Ben died. We all know that, okay? And Peter Parker took responsibility for it. He said, I should have been here. Even though we knew that, Tim, the way they had him die and Peter Parker felt bad, it was still damn good. Because the nigga said, yo, man, what's up? 7 cents? I was cracking up at that. The cashier said, yo, man, 7 cents. And he was trying to buy some gum. He said, I don't got it. And the dude behind him was a damn crook. He said, don't worry, I got you, dude. He took the money, gave it to Peter, and I said to myself, now hold the hell up. Don't tell me this is going to lead to Uncle Ben getting shot. Sure the hell enough it did. But Tim, were you surprised the way they took it?
No, I wasn't sure. I knew it was going to be the other way, where he was a wrestler and all that stuff. I knew they was going to do it different here, but somebody said, that just defeats the fucking purpose. No, it doesn't, because it's the same thing. Yeah, a thief. Somebody did him wrong, so he decided to let the thief go because the guy who was being robbed was a dickhead. Okay, it's the same point. And then somebody said, who hated the movie, said, and why would Uncle Ben do that stupid thing, try to get the gun? Because he's a good guy who's trying to stop. He know that guy wasn't up to no goddamn good.
Exactly. It was brilliant. You know, because when the dude... Because I was sitting there going, how the hell are going to get to him being a wrestler? Because I thought he was going to do that stupid route Sam Raimi did. But they were like, hell no, we ain't going no route, no wrestler route. We going to do it just like this, real life. You got no change, the nigga going to help you out, but the nigga's a dickhead, he's a killer. But this same dickhead going to kill someone you love. I'm like, damn. And I'm like, and I like the fact that Oscorp is like the genesis of everything. He bought the web-slinger from that. And even though we don't know who the hell that nigga is at the end, with the lizard in jail, remember? Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't know. There might be Osborn. But somebody said, he's got his little web slingers here. He makes them instead of coming out of his body, but it still defeats the purpose because it's stolen technology. Shut the fuck up. Okay, he's a kid. First of all, that's too unbelievable in a comic where he makes web fluid like that. But here, he didn't steal the whole thing. He took a technology they had and he modified it, which shows he still has engineering. He's still an engineer.
Still, that love thing was tight as hell. Now, I want to say one thing. There's a scene in the movie, I don't know if you want me to say anything, but there's a scene in the movie that this scene beats The Dark Knight Rises to a pulp. It's the scene with the little boy and the bridge.
Even the people who hate the movie admit they like that scene.
Brother, I had goosebumps when he told the little boy, take my mask, put it on, you get superpowers. Nigga, the goosebumps on my hair stood up. I'm like, what the fuck? I never seen this before in the damn movie. The little boy was crying, and you got Timothy C. Dalton, C.J. Houghton, looking at him, Soul Man. Well, I'll say Soul Man. Soul Man was the father.
Yeah, well, you fucked his name all up, and now I can't even get it back.
I can't, me neither. I'm sorry. I messed it up. But
C. Thomas Howell.
Yeah, C. Thomas Howell. He didn't see him take off the mask, but he was crying. He said, that's what was he said, take the mask on, okay? Put the mask on. People in the theater were like, oh, my God. I said, yeah, this is giving me goosebumps like a bitch. I'm a grown-ass fan.
C. Thomas Howell was trying to act his ass off because he ain't
been... Let me tell you.
You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of that scene in Red... I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. I think it's called Crimson something. The one... Red... the Crimson Tide with... Denzel Washington and Sean Connery. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Gene Hackman.
Yep.
And there was a scene when they cut to He's like, oh, shit, the ship is flooding. And they cut to a scene of somebody trying to save their friend from drowning. It was Ricky Schroeder. He was crying his ass off, acting his ass off. We ain't seen him one lick in that movie before that scene. And he was acting like we've seen him the whole movie. And he's like, I'm going to save my brother.
I said, that was good, Tim.
That reminds me, that's that scene, how C. Thomas Howell, that spirit of Ricky Schroeder entered him. When he said, I got to act my ass off. I ain't been
work.
He'd been acting, but he'd been acting as straight the video.
He's tired of this crap.
He was in a knockoff of, what's that one with Tom Cruise about versus Mars, where we was fighting the Mars?
Oh, Tim, there's a bunch of them, War of the Worlds. There's a bunch of the West videos he's been in. Tim, I see it all the time. Tim? Because he said, F it, this is a check. I'm going to act this bitch off. Nigga, because when when that little boy was crying, what's his name? Andrew Garfield? That's Peter Parker. I'm going to say Andrew Garfield. He said, here, take my mask, Timmy. Take my mask. I think his name was Timmy, too. He said, take my mask with it, Timmy. Little boy's like, I can't. He said, no, put the mask on. You get superpowers. Nigga, I got erection. I got a goosebumps. And then people in the theater were like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. There was a lady behind me, a white lady, with a little boy. And I just turned. He was standing up to him. he was standing up. I said, yeah, this bitch is good. The little boy put it on. Andrew Garfield pulled the little boy out. Pulled him out. The car dropped. And it was clapping. I'm like, yeah, this bitch is an Oscar right here. This scene right here. It had heart.
Here's my little speech right here.
Okay,
in that movie, Amazing Spider-Man, I teared up two or three times. I don't care if you make fun of me, you son of a bitch. Two or three times I teared up. And I didn't have no kind of emotional feelings, even though I like Dark Knight. I didn't have no emotional feelings in that. Or this last one, Dark Knight Rises. Okay, I didn't give a flying fuck. Okay, about
nobody.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne.
Okay,
Alfred. Alfred, I did feel a little film when he cried the first time, but not the 47th time. This movie I like, and you know, there's a bias, and there's bias and there's ass kissing against and for movies, because you can tell these,
yes,
like that nerd, all the people who wanted to love Dark Knight is doing the same thing with Dark Knight Rises that nerd was. Because I listened to the show where they record every week, they record shows and stuff, and they said, because you could tell they didn't really think Dark Knight was all that, but then they still end up giving it, you know, the thumbs up. Last week, they came back on the show and he said, you know what? Two of them said, you know what? I went back and saw it the second time, and I liked it more the second time. And I forgot the words he used, but I could tell it was phony as fuck. Because he was like, yeah, I was able to appreciate the fight scenes again the second time.
Nope.
I was able to, yeah, he said, you know what, I did like it better the second time. I said, I'm going to go listen to it again. There was a word he said that I know that he forced himself to like it. And then the other one said, yeah, man, I went and saw it in D-Box. He said, and then that made me like it more. Now, I don't know if you know what D-Box is.
Yeah, the chair shakes and all that bullshit.
Yeah, and he said, when they was fighting in the fight scenes, I was getting punched and stuff. And I said, yeah, yeah. And he said, D-Box made me appreciate this movie more. I'm like, okay, if you take D-Box to make you appreciate a movie, you lose. Nope. You didn't like the movie as much that second time.
And you know, and like you said, there's this ass-kissing going on that they're forcing themselves. Even though, even in the cool news, they criticized, what's his name? One of the reviewers, Harry, hated it. He didn't like the movie. For the first time, he said, okay, bitch, you fat hour. We like you, you whore, you fat bitch. It was called all kind of names. And he was like, but yo, you need to talk to your reviewers. Because one dude said, one of the top backs, he said, what's this bias you assholes got? He said, did Warner Brothers suck your dick or what? He said, this movie sucked ass, man. And he said, but everybody except for you, Harry, except for your fat-ass bitch.
No, hold up. You mean the other people in the talk back agreed that Dark Knight Rises was bad?
Yep. And it was attacking the two, what's his name? I forgot that dude's name. Capone and the other reviewer. They was attacking them because they was like, yo, hold up. We read your review, and you motherfuckers are dancing around the fact this movie was shit. I was cracking up.
But no other nerd groups of nerds had turned against this movie, and you telling me that there ain't nobody who's like championing the movie who isn't Harry Knowles and his crew. I'm talking about the regular talkback people. They're not championing. Nobody is championing this movie.
Tim, you'll see a couple of them, but But the majority is saying, no, the plot holes are too big. The characters do too stupid things for me to give this a glowing review.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think I want to say his name is Capone. He wrote the review for, you know, before I went to see the movie. And I was like, okay, you know what? This thing is dancing around the fact that he liked it or not. He danced around it. And the review ate his ass up. After that movie came out that weekend, they came back. One dude said, shooting or no shooting, this is shit. He said, and I love Batman to death. But this movie was shit. 8 years? Fuck you. He was cussing his ass off. He said, 8 years? Fuck you, Warner Brothers. And he said, then you get a couple of them that go, this is a masterpiece. You guys are just spoiled. And one dude wrote, spoiled for what? Because you like damn good movies, you bitch. This ain't possible. Yep, that is true. What you mean, spoiled?
That's the only thing you could be spoiled, that you saw something good, and now you want this to be good, too.
Exactly. Okay. And then that one dude said, I bet you little punk ass, what did he say? Now you're going to try to say the Avengers are better. The Avengers is pop candy. This is neat. And one dude said, no, bitch. The Avengers knew what it was, a damn comic book. And that bitch still worked. I said, yup, that's the difference.
And when people keep saying, Nolan is in a realistic universe. Bitch, Batman is fighting a bat. He's flying, he's got the pod. He's fighting a dude with a clown face makeup on. shot a long time ago. His whole crew that he's got, the Joker's squad, is very, very, got their shit together, down to the moment where he's like a psychic. He knows what's going to happen.
He's putting bombs up people's asses. Remember he had the dude in the jail?
Yeah, in his stomach. There's a bomb in somebody's stomach.
I'm like, okay. But you know what? I'll tell him, I will say this.
On my phone, but go ahead.
But you know what, though, Tim? I think Christopher Nolan bit his own ass with this. He tried to be realistic and gritty. But it's like, yo, dude. You have to deal with the subject matter, and you don't want to insult your audience. The Avengers, yeah, it was a comic book movie. But Joss Whedon said, F it, I love the Avengers. He said, I'm going to work with this medium. And it damn worked, Tim.
I hate people say, too, you can't compare these two. They're two different things. Yeah, they're two. Well, no, they're still both comic book movies. And you can say which one you like better. You can say that. And I like Avengers better. You can't compare. That's like comparing apples and oranges. Shut the fuck up.
That's what they say. Yeah, that's what they say. Well, let me just say this right now. When a person says that, I say, okay, you know what? Okay, yeah, maybe you're right. Look, Avengers are light and fun. The Dark Knight is supposed to be dark and gritty. Okay, look at Spider-Man, buddy. Spider-Man took place at night. Most of the scenes took place at night. But that bitch was still lighthearted and still told a good story. But nigga, another scene that had me almost tear up was at the end when Spider-Man got shot. He couldn't get to the Oscorp building. Timothy C. Dalton said, okay, call the boys up. Get your crane. Nigga,
No. That was a corny scene.
Tim, they got their crane up. Spider-Man fell. I'm like, oh, no, you don't. And I said to myself, yeah, this is shot at night, but it's not dark and gritty and real. It's still telling a good comic story. But, Tim, you didn't like that scene? I love that scene.
No, because I don't even know how it is in New York if it's like that. How are you going to get everybody in 15 minutes?
No, it's impossible. It's in New York City, it's damn impossible.
Okay, no, I don't care how. If he's the boss foreman, I don't even think he's a foreman, and he's going to be telling you, get your ass up.
Yeah,
that was like a night.
Yeah.
And go.
Over the time.
He's like, yeah, we're Teamsters. We don't work at night.
Exactly. That's you, bitch. And I want to ask you, I thought it was cool with Emma Stone. Did you like her?
Oh, yes. I love her.
Nigga, I want to tear that ass. She's got a deep, gruffy voice.
Before you talk about a 16-year-old girl, even though she ain't 16 in real life.
Yes, you bitch.
but what you think of their little chemistry between Emma Stone and Andrew? Yeah.
I thought it worked. I thought that bit. You know what? I even thought Flash.
But not better, than the chemistry between Tommy McGuire and Chris Kirsten Dunst, though.
Tim, you and I have better chemistry than Tim McGuire and Kristen. We're not fucking, okay? We are not fucking. We have better chemistry than those two girls.
I'm saying we're friends, though. We know each other for 20 years.
But still, we're not fucking. We still have better chemistry than those two. That's all I got to say. Okay, bitch? That's all. Even Flash Thompson was interesting.
No, okay? I say a Jew and Hitler. A full out dude with their little curls on the side of their head, the yarmulke, and Hitler, they had a better chemistry than Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst.
Damn, at least I went the homophobic way. Your ass went the racist way. That's up.
A Negro in the Ku Klux Klan, Grand Dragon.
Got better chemistry. You're right. A porn star and a preacher. Much better chemistry. Then, I'm sorry. Dude, this movie. this movie. I wonder. You know what? This movie got lost in the shuffle. Do you agree with me?
No, it's that people was already biased against. Because check this out. Somebody wrote a fucking thesis. Angry thesis. There were two critics who wrote. They was pissed about. I mean, they weren't just. Not didn't like it. They were angry, saying it's garbage about that Amazing Spider-Man. And one guy had even written a long thesis as to why the dance scene in Spider-Man 3 made sense. He wrote, and I read some of it, but it was so much garbage. I was like, okay, I can skip the rest because I'm like, this is garbage. He wrote like 2 pages worth on why that dance scene made sense and why it was good. It's like, bitch, if you have to explain to somebody why that. Why?
Are you freaking serious?
I want to kill him. And then he had enough. But I'm like, y'all, but they didn't jump. One of the critics, he did not like watching this. He gave Batman like a fair rating, but he wasn't angry about it. Dark Knight Rises. I'm like, how come you're not angry about this, but you were angry about The Amazing Spider-Man? Get out of here.
Well, you know, right before the Amazing Spider-Man, you know, opened up, they on FX, the week before, they did a Spider-Man marathon. and I caught part of three. And I said, yeah, this solidifies my hatred. This nigga in the club dancing, and he's evil. He puts his hair down. He was black haired, and he's evil.
He looked like shit. Looked like straight
shit.
I'm
like, what the fuck? I'm looking at this movie on TV. I'm saying to myself, dude, Sam Raimi, with all the technology and this money you had at your hand, this is how you show the bitch is evil. The nigga's dancing to a jazz club. He's playing the piano. I was really upset watching that. I'm like, wow.
I know they just did that all wrong, but I didn't like two that much. I don't think because this 2 years after that movie was out, I turned on TV. It was on one of these cable networks, and I just it was a scene where Dr. Ock was in the operation room, and those things were that killed all the doctors. And I was like, I hate this. And I turned it. And I was it was just looking like straight garbage to me. It was only good for one viewing. Maybe I saw it twice in the movie, but the fight scenes were good.
Well, Tim, you had a good point though. That's how I felt when I first saw it in the theaters. I'm like, this ain't gonna last for me. This ain't gonna hold up, dude. For some reason, Tim, it doesn't hold up. And I'm like, what is it? Is it his directing style? The way he, this movie here, the Amazing Spider-Man, I'm buying that bitch.
I'm buying that in Avengers, but I'm not buying Batman Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, hell no, no. They can keep that. No,
I would buy some DC Comics animation series or animation movie, Superman versus the Elite. I got to see Justice League Doom. I got to see that. But
I ain't seen that either.
No, that was, I think. In the future, that this movie is gonna. Oh, by the way, let me quickly also do the comparison. In the first movie, Peter Parker was at the funeral of Harry Osborn or Norman Osborn.
Norman Osborn. Mm-hmm.
And Mary Jane said, "Can we be together?" He said, "No, I can't." And he turned her away, and he was in the dark in the funeral in the dark clothes. Got to turn up, had to walk away. It was a good looking scene, except for Tobey Maguire's fucked up face. But it was a shit. It didn't make no goddamn sense. Everybody wondered. Like, this don't make no sense. Why?
It don't make
why?
No sense.
But why? Because we don't know that there's any danger. But then in this movie, it was essentially the same thing. But it did make sense, and
I was biting my tongue. I'm like, oh my god, tell her, dude. This, I mean, it was so good.
Because they said this is a. They show how smart her character was. She's like, my dad made you promise.
Yes. Yes. I was biting my tongue. I'm like, who are the niggas writing this? They don't take us for granted. Because when she said that, I'm like, baby, I want to bang her already, dude.
Yeah.
Don't bother. She's got a salty voice.
Where she looked, she was like, my father died. The preacher was down there. All my friends, my schoolmates.
You worried.
I'm like, damn, that touched my heart. I'm like, oh, stop.
Me too. Me too.
I would bang her right away. I was like, okay, forget the promise I gave your father. Let's go.
You want to fuck right now? You want to fuck a dick?
Even though, the next day in class, he was like, promises to be broken.
I was cracking up. I said to myself, yeah, because I was nice. His dick got hard. His dick said to him, yo, Spider-Man, chill, bitch. The daddy's dead, okay? The daddy is dead.
What if this movie or the third movie, because this is supposed to be a trilogy. Now, I think they should save her death for the third one. If they kill her.
This is what I heard. Now, I don't know if you're going to like this or not. This is what I heard. The Columbia Pictures, they was expecting a little bit more, a longer run with Legs. And I said to myself, okay, now hold on, wait a minute, bitch. You knew the Avengers were coming out. You knew the Dark Knight Rises was coming out.
You knew that people already seen Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Some of them was over it.
So you can't be expected. What they trying to say now, the executives? We're going to see how this pans out. I'm like, you idiots.
What they going to do? I know they're not going to reboot it again. They're going to give it over to Disney? I know they can't do that, because not only would they just be giving up some money with Spider-Man, they will be giving money to to Marvel and Disney. You know why? Because mm-hmm. they're going to make it better. They're going to make seven times as much, especially when they put this ass together with the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
They got to
Well, Tim, my thing, the way they were talking was like, well, we don't know what we're going to do. Even sequel. I said to myself, come on, bastards. Go ahead and do a trilogy. Like Sam Raimi effed up, he did back in the year 2000. Go ahead and do a real trilogy like with this, because this bitch was good. This bitch was good. And I agree with you. They should save her death until, like you said, the third one or something. Then again, Tim, I hope you don't kill her at all, because I like her character. I like her character. You know, he said, my dad told me. My dad made you promise, didn't he? I'm like, damn, baby. I want to stick my dick in her mouth so bad when she said that part. I know her daddy just died, but I want to stick my dick so bad in her mouth.
Wait a minute, hold it. You can't. That's sexist to just think of somebody like that.
No, I mean, the way she did it was so good. And even they even made that dude Flash Thompson interesting.
Yeah, just like a comic book.
He can't. He said, yo, Parker, I understand, but it was too late. Parker was not hearing your bull crap. He picked you up, put you against the blockers. What? Yeah, I'm like, yes. He said, man, yo, man. Yo. I said, yeah.
I just want to say, I'm sorry.
I understand, right?
About your...
That was good. And Tim, the movie...
How could these people diss that over the Sam Raimi movies? How could the fuck could they diss that look at that bullshit Flash Thompson they had in that first movie.
Thank you.
Looked like he was 35 years old in high school.
He was a one-dimensional cardboard.
He looked like Andrew Dice Clay. I'm like, no, that's not Flash Thompson. Anyway.
Tim, I just don't get, I really don't understand. I mean, this is how I feel, Tim. The reason why they made this movie, Columbia, they didn't want to give the rights over to Marvel. I think we talked about that last year. They had to make a movie. Like the X-Men? They make an X-Men. Oh, did you know Wolverine 2 is in production? You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Wolverine, that's what it's called. The Wolverine.
Okay. Because 20th Century Fox don't want to give up the rights to Marvel. So that's why Columbia Pictures made The Amazing Spider-Man. This is how I feel. The executives there, I don't know, man. Maybe you can't see the future. But they should have saw that Sam Raimi crap, the script, and said, oh, no, hell no, dude. No, let's go ahead. Let's get someone who's into the material. Get, you know, Mark Webb. He's a director. But like I said, they didn't know. They didn't know, dude. Okay. But this thing was hitting on so many notes, Tim. It felt like the first Iron Man movie. I was like, damn. I had a big smile on my face at the whole movie. And did you hear about the Iron Man 3 trailer?
Wait, Iron Man. Oh, no, there was no trailer for that.
It's not out yet, but there is what's the word? People who've seen it was describing it online and on YouTube, and it's supposed to be dark. But I'm like, could you change the name? Iron Man 2 and 3 sounds generic. Can you please change the damn name?
It's too late. They already started with 2, so they got to go with 3.
It is too late. It is damn too late. Oh, and my boy in it, Ben Kingsley.
I think he's going to be the Mandarin. Mandarin, but he might make me like him. But did you hear about what happened with Fox? Fox was starting this October. They were in pre-production to do Daredevil, but the contract ran out in October with Marvel. So they're not going to be able to. By the time they start, you're ready to start. They can't do it because Marvel owns the character again. So Marvel said, no. But Marvel said, no. Wait a minute. We'll make a deal with you. You can keep, we won't do nothing with this. We'll let you re-sign Daredevil if you give us Silver Surfer and Galactus from the Fantastic Four franchise. And they said, no, thank you.
Oh, wow.
They said no, because they know them motherfuckers gonna do large things with that. They're going to make Spirits of Purpose a bad motherfucking movie. That's what they're
going to do. That's what they're going to do.
Or Guardians of the Galaxy, or just have his own movie. He didn't need to put him with Avengers.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Oh, by the way, Avengers 2 is May 15th, by the way, 2015.
I know. Calm down, nigga. Calm down. There's still a lot of comic book movies back next year. You got, Thor, Captain America, what else is, Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah.
And Superman.
What did you think of that preview? I'm going to ask you that.
The first, only that last 10 seconds when it went off. He didn't think of walking through. I'm like, this ain't Superman. He's walking through. He's going to Alaska. He's doing.
He's fishing. He's in a boat fishing.
Smallville. I'm like,
him. People in the theater. Like, there's
you
one
can set the whole iceberg by yourself.
There's a nigga behind me. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There was a nigga behind me. He didn't know what the hell it was. I knew what it was. Okay. when the scene showed that nigga in the air flying at supersonic speed. What'd you say?
Yeah, that was the part I liked. That's the
okay.
One I liked.
The dude behind me said, "What the fuck? That's a Superman movie?" I was cracking up.
I know. They're getting a lame ass speech about perseverance. Lame ass, boring ass shit. And then when you turn to the black, you see the dude flying through the clouds, and then you hear a boom, and then nigga took off. I was like, yeah! I'm like, that's what I want to see, bitch.
I turned around. Well, after the movie, after the Dark Knight hurt me, Rises was over. I got up and I said to him, "I said, yo, man, you made that comment about the Superman things." And he said, "Hell yeah, what the fuck was that?" I started laughing. I said, he said, "It looked like the Tree of Life movie." I said, "The Tree of Life? What the fuck?" He said, "That Terrence Malick movie with Charlton." I started dying. I said, "Oh, you mean the images?" He said, "Hell yeah, the way the movie started." I was dying. I said, "Okay, I didn't see the movie, but I know what you're talking about." He said, "Look at the," look at it. How they dissolve. A damn slow talking damn voice. The images are slow. He's the only thing that was good was that nigga flying supersonic speed. I said, yeah, that got hard on that. I was cracking off. He said, it's like a trailer.
Yeah, I mean, the movie ain't going to be about that bullshit that was in the first part. That was just a trailer.
Okay.
They can't do nothing in those teasers. It's like, okay, let's just fill it out with filler and then show them something spectacular.
Okay, I agree with you. But I was kind of, after The Dark Knight Rises hurt my ass, and Buck asked me, I had to go to I went to YouTube real quick, and I typed in the Man of Steel trailer, okay? Apparently, at Comic-Con, Josh, Zack Snyder, along with his writer, they showed a little bit more. I tried to get footage. I typed that bitch in. I said, Comic-Con, banned footage of the Man of Steel. Thank God. This one nigga posted it up an hour before I got to the computer, okay, at Kinko's. It was posted up just an hour before. The other ones were banned. The nigga had a cell phone. It was horrible quality. Okay, Tim, they need to get that out in the theaters quick, okay? Because the nigga, Superman is talking, he said, my father told me that people wouldn't understand me. There's a safe that moves him all by itself. He walks out the safe, the Superman, and he says, what do you think? I'm like, oh, shit. This thing looks like, and them niggas in the Comic-Con room, those stink-ass nerds, was going crazy. Then they cut to a little girl in the school bus. You'll probably see more about this later on. This little girl in the school bus. And the little girl said, the bus was going down underwater. We were drowning. But we saw Clark at the end of the bus. He was lifting it out. The little girl turned around. They showed Clark Kent, the little boy, lifting the bus up out of water. I said, yeah, they should have put that bitch up in front
not
of the Dark
Clark.
Knight.
Not Clark, right? The Superman. She knows
no,
that
no, no. Oh, no, there was a little boy. He was at school. His school bus went under water.
Okay, as a little boy, he was, oh, then wait a minute. Who was she telling this? That she so a girl knows his secret?
Well, from what they gather, this is what some of the people, the comments wrote, because Warner Brothers took it off. 8 minutes after I watched that bitch, because I tried to watch it again, they took it off YouTube. What they think, that was Lois Lane as a little girl, and that was Clark Kent as a little boy.
Oh, I thought I was going to say Lana Lang. That's what I was thinking. But
you know, it could have been, yeah, the one dude said Lois, but you're right, it could have been Lana Lang. She said the bus was in the water. She said, I turned around, and I looked at Clark in his eyes, and he was lifting up the bus. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, this.
You know what? You know what? I'm going to cut off this show. When we come back with, on the next episode, James and I, we're going to talk about the Justice League movie and talk about what James has been doing in the past few months. Anyway, this has been Doom.
Okay.
Doomcast.blogspot.com. Send an email to blackpun2000@yahoo.com. You got anything, you want to promote, James?
Oh, please go to my website. It's P as in Peter, H as in Harry, nxproductions.com. It's phnxproductions.com. You can see pictures of my penis. You can see pictures of how big my dick is. Thank you.
Until next time, peace.